Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
And Happy New Year!、
Yay.
2018, isn't it amazing? This is going to be such a great year.
Here we go again.
What do you mean? Where are we going?
You're going nowhere.
Huh?
But every January you have all these plans for how you're going to do things better or differently in the new year.
Yeah, I love making New Year's resolutions.
可是每年 Pat 都会做这个 New Year's Resolution， 大家知道这是什么吗？这就是西方国家的传统，就是有点像是我们新年新希望，其中的 Resolution 就是决心、决定的意思。OK， 所以呢，每年呢，他们都要跟自己许下约定，然后努力实践，让自己更加棒。But you always make resolutions and you never keep them.
Life is hard.
Well, luckily for you, this article is going to help. You and everyone else can learn about how to keep all the promises you make on January the 1st.
Great, because one of my New Year's resolutions is to actually keep a New Year's resolution. And I need all the help I can get.
Let's find out what you need to do by reading through day one of this article.
The key to keeping New Year's resolutions.
Many people try to make changes for the new year. Try to answer the questions below. Did you keep your New Year's resolution last year? Question 1. What was your New Year's resolution last year?
I wanted to lose 10 kilograms.
Question 2.Were you successful?
No.
Question 3. If not, why did you fail?
I didn't follow my exercise plan. I ate too many late-night snacks. I set my goal too high.
Question 4. What can you do to stop the same thing from happening?
I will only keep healthy foods in my refrigerator. I will exercise 3 times a week. I will set easier goals. For example, I will only try to lose 1 kilogram each month.
To achieve our New Year's resolutions, we need to have good plans. Follow your plan and make this year your best year ever.Fail, fail.
Liam tried to quit smoking, but he failed.
Liam tried to quit smoking, but he failed.
Follow, follow.
Follow my advice.And you will succeed.
Follow my advice and you will succeed.
Happen, happen.
What happened to your arm? How did you break it?
What happened to your arm? How did you break it?
Refrigerator, refrigerator.
Mom put some fish and meat in the refrigerator.
Mom put some fish and meat in the refrigerator.
So day one starts by introducing the idea of a New Year's resolution.It says, many people try to make changes for the new year. Notice how we're using change as a noun here rather than a verb.
That's right. Okay, 所以许多人呢、哦、试着为新的一年做些改变哦。那其中的 change 我们看到了，其实呢它有很多的用法。OK, 那在这里呢它是当作名词来用，有改变的意思。不过呢同样呢它也可以当作动词，也有改变啦更改的意思。而且当作名词的时候它竟然还有零钱的意思哦。
The article then says, Try to answer the questions below.
OK, 接着文章我们看到说试着回答以下的问题。
And why should we answer these questions? Well, it's to find out, did you keep your New Year's resolution last year? So here, to keep has the same meaning as keep a promise, to do something you said you would do, whether you promised it to yourself or to someone else.
OK.所以呢接着我们就来看到他说你有达成这个去年的新年新希望吗 OK 其中的 keep 呢在本课有履行啦遵守保守这样的意思不过 keep 其实还有很多其他的意思像是还有保存啦存放啊还有继续的意思所以我们要看上下文来判断哦
So the idea here is you guys can put in your own answers to these questions in our article, and we can see another person's answers when we read it. So let's check out what this other person wrote.
没错，接下来我们要看到一组的问与答。那当然呢，在同时看到别人答案的时候，看到他们有没有达到他们的去年的新年新希望，我们其实也可以反省一下，诶，我们是不是去年有许下一些，说我一定要怎么样做，结果竟然没有达到哦。
So the first question is, Q1, what was your New Year's resolution last year?
Okay, so question one, 问题一,这是你去年的新年新希望是什么呢?
And the answer is, answer or A, I wanted to lose 10 kg.Kg is short for kilograms, K-I-L-O-G-R-A-M-S, kilograms, and it's a way we can measure weight. So basically, our writer wanted to lose weight.
Oh, 我们来看一下，第一个这个回答是写什么呢？他说，我想要减重十公斤。那其中的那个减重，我们可以用 lose weight 来表示哦。那相反呢，如果要增重，就是 gain weight。那它十公斤是用 kg 其实就是 kilograms 的缩写不过在口语我们也可以用 kilos 来表示
So the next question is Were you successful? Q2, were you successful? And we also see that the answer is a yes or no checkbox You just check it And the person has checked no
Uh-oh 所以第二题就是关键的一题他说那你成功了吗 Successful 就是成功那这里有没有看到有两个格子哦让我们可以打勾的一个是当然是 yes 一个是 no 这次我们看到他竟然是 no 诶是否诶
Yeah and the follow-up question to that is Q3 If not Why did you fail? Now, in that question, we saw the word fail, F-A-I-L, fail, which is a verb and today's first word power word. Let's check it out. So, to fail means to not be successful in achieving something. For example, Liam tried to quit smoking, but he failed. Liam tried to quit smoking, but he failed.
那问题三就是如果没有的话你为什么会失败呢为什么是一个关键的问题哦OK 那 fail 呢当然就是个动词表示失败的意思像是如果实验失败啦你就可以说 an experiment that failed or a failed experiment、那如果是就是非常失败或者即将破碎的一个婚姻我们就可以说 a marriage that is failing or a failing marriageOK, 接着呢我们也可以用 fail to, 然后再接一个动词就是表示他没有他失败没有去做完成一件事情像是 she failed to finish the race, 所以他可能没有完成那个比赛哦。OK, 那我们看回刚刚的例句提到就是 Liam, 他试着要怎么样 quit smoking, 戒烟 but he failed, 但是他失败了。
So that person, our writer, has written some answers to say why they failed to lose 10 kg. The first answer is, I didn't follow my exercise plan. Now we saw another word, power word, in that sentence. It's another verb, but this time it's follow, F-O-L-L-O-W, follow. Here, to follow means to accept advice,instructions and so on and do what you have been told to do or shown to do. For example, follow my advice and you will succeed. Follow my advice and you will succeed.
OK, 所以呢原因是什么呢？因为他没有遵循他的运动计划。其中的 follow 就是遵循， OK, 它是一个动词。像是我们常会说你要跟着你的直觉， follow your instincts, instincts, 就是直觉哦。或者呢你可能还可以遵循这个教导或者老师的一些指令啊，那就是说 you must learn to follow instructions.、
Mm-hmm.
OK, 所以刚刚的例句提到的则是呢Follow my advice, 就是遵循我的建议 and you will succeed, 你就会成功。
Now, there are actually several reasons、mm. why our person, our writer, failed. Next, they give more details. The article says, I ate too many late night snacks. So a snack, and remember, say it snack, not snake.、
Mm-hmm.
It's a mistake I've heard a lot. A snack is something small you eat betweenproper meals, and a late night snack is a snack you eat before bed or long after dinner.
Oops, I do that. Okay, 所以呢为什么他失败，因为他说我吃了太多宵夜了。 Okay, 这里的 late night snack, 其中的 snack 其实就是一个小点心啦，或者是说你不是正餐时候吃的一个小东西哦。Okay, 那 late night snack 当然就是宵夜的意思。那注意 snack 发音不要发成 snake, 那是蛇肉。 People might think you're eating snakes and not snacks. 注意发音哦。
I mean, it's okay, you can eat snakes, but anyway, another reason why our writer didn't lose weight is、mm-hmm. I set my goal too high.、
Ah.
Your goal, G-O-A-L, goal is what you're trying to achieve. It's what you want to do.If you set a goal too high,、mm. it's hard to do it. Like saying, I'm going to earn $1 million this month. That's kind of crazy. Saying, I'm going to earn $10,000、mm. this month. That's a little bit low if you're、mm-hmm. a worker. But $50,000, that's a challenge. It's not too crazy.、Oh. That's a good goal. $1 million, that's setting your goal too high.、
Mm, okay, so 原来是他把目标定得太高了啦。其中的 goal 就是目标这样的意思。像是、嗯、好啦，我们来讲一个比较实体可以达到的目标。像是呢 I actually want to gain weight. So if I say I want to gain 2 to 3 kilos in a month, 在一个月之内、mm-hmm. 我想要增到2到3公斤 then it's a pretty reasonable goal, I'd say.
Yep, fairly easy. Get yourself to a hot pot restaurant, no problem.
Yep.
So this leads to the next question,、mm-hmm. Q4. What can you do to stop the same thing from happening? So how do you fix the problem? Now that question included yet another word power word and another verb, and this time it's happen, H-A-P-P-E-N, happen. To happen means to take place, and we especially use it when something isn't planned, okay? Here's an example. What happened to your arm? How did you break it? What happened to your arm? How did you break it?
OK, 我们来看一下问题四哦。他说你能够做些什么来避免重蹈覆辙呢？这里的 happen 其实就是发生的意思，它是个动词。像是可能爸爸妈妈可能常常会看到你回家就问说 What happened at school today? 今天在学校发生什么事情啦？那除了 what happened, 我们常常还可以用 what's going on or what's the matter 来表示发生什么事情哦。那回到刚刚的例句哦， Pat 提到的就是哎，你的手背发生了什么事情？你是怎么样摔断的呢？
So now we have a few answers about how to stop this same problem、mm. from happening. The first one is, I will only keep healthy foods in my refrigerator. Note the different meaning of the word keep here. This time, keep means put something in a place and leave it there.
嗯 ,OK, 所以呢这时候他开始要想办法哦，他说我只会存放有益健康的食物在我的冰箱，这里的 keep 就是存放。
Now we also saw our last word power word for the day, the noun refrigerator, R-E-F-R-I-G-E-R-A-T-O-R. Let's check out refrigerator. A refrigerator is a large piece of electrical kitchen equipment,kind of shaped like a cupboard and used for keeping food and drink cool or cold. For example, Mom put some fish and meat in the refrigerator. Mom put some fish and meat in the refrigerator.
Refrigerator 就是冰箱啦，它是个名词。像是我有时候吃不完的东西，像饼干啦、薯片，因为我怕它会不脆、会变软，我都把它放在冰箱哦。Here's a tip: when I can't finish my cookies or potato chips, I always put them in the refrigerator so they won't go stale.
Now, also, when we mention refrigerator,、mm-hmm. it's a long word, right?
Right.
So most people just say fridge, but if you spell it that way, it's F-R-I-D-G-E. There's an extra G,、extra D.But you do lose some other words.
没错，其实我们也可以口语用 fridge 来表示冰箱。那刚刚的例句提到就是妈妈把一些鱼跟肉放进冰箱哦。
Okay, so let's look at maybe another reason why our person、
yeah.
or how our person will keep their resolution. It、mm-hmm. says, I will exercise 3 times a week.
Okay, 所以他会每周运动三次。Okay, 当我们用 once a week, twice a month, 这些都是这个频率的用法，频率副词的用法。它的问句跟答句到底要怎么用？我们要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
大家好，呼风唤雨，拥有强大神力，操纵着雷神之锤啊！我都忘了我的锤子没了，但是呢，这不会让我变成巧克力，我还是众神之神雷神索尔。哈哈，失去了锤子，大家都以为我变弱了吗？并没有好吗？我可是每天锻炼身体的哦，怎么可能没了武器就被打败呢？而且我的锻炼怎么样？可不是一天一次哦。要早中晚各一次 I exercise 3 times a day I exercise 3 times a day 哦、oh, 像是一天一次啊多久时间做一次英文里面我们要讲频率就可以用这样子的说法哦例如呢我们说一次我们呢就说 once 两次呢我们就说 twice 三次以上就简单啦我们用 time 加上 sTimes 这个字呢，指的就是次数咯。三次我们就是 3 times， 五次 5 times， 十次 10 times， 后面加上呢多长时间里面来做了这么多次。例如呢，我们刚刚说我早中晚各运动一次，所以呢一天总共做三次 3 times a day， 或者是呢，比方说一个月一次，我们呢就说 once a month。给大家一个来自雷神的试炼，如果我想要说一个星期三次要怎么说呢？三二一，没有错。如果说一个星期三次呢，我们就说 3 times a week。OK， 我们呢把这个三次放在前面，后面加上时间。如果你答对了，恭喜你通过了雷神的试炼。那假如呢，我要问你做这件事情的频率，我该怎么问呢 ？How often？Do you exercise a week? How often do you exercise a week? 你一个星期呢运动几次啦 ？OK， 问频率呢，我们就用 how often 来开头。当然呢，你也可以用我们刚刚提过的字 times 来造句咯。How many times do you exercise a week? How many times do you exercise a week?当然啦，有些时候事情并不像课本上这么简单，没有这么固定哦。所以呢，你也可能不记得你一周去几次。这个时候呢，我们是不是就可以用频率副词来回答咯？例如说呢，我们可以说 not very often， 不是很常 ，sometimes， 偶尔。或者是呢，我有时哼爱去不去的。这时候呢，我们就可以用 about， 大概来表示咯。例如呢，我们可以说 about twice a week， 大约呢一周会去两次 ；about every month， 大概每个月都会去。是不是很实用呢？好啦，废话不多说，我还是别炒菜，赶快来修我的锤子啦。
So a third thing to keep the resolution、mm-hmm. will be I will set easier goals. So we talked about setting a goal、
yeah.
too high. Set something that's easier to do. Maybe 10 kg is too much.
Right, okay. 接着他会设立简单一点的目标哦。So what's the easier goal?
The article says, for example, I will only try to lose 1 kg each month.
哦、oh, ，听起来蛮容易达到。就是举例来说，他只要试着一个月减1公斤就好了。
The article then gives some more good advice. It says, to achieve our New Year's resolutions, We need to have good plans. To achieve something just means to do, get, or finish something that you set out to do.
没错，为了要达成我们的新年新希望，我们一定要有完善的计划哦。Achieve 就是达成这样子的意思哦。
The article finishes by saying, follow your plan and make this year your best year ever.
Okay, that's talking to you too. 遵循你的计划，并让今年成为你有史以来最棒的一年吧。That's the end of day one of this article, so it's now time to go to today's wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so I keep failing. I keep failing my resolutions. How? Ask me those. I need to think.
Okay. So what was your New Year's resolution last year?
Well, last year, my resolution was to write 12 stories, like one a month.
Stories?
Yes.
这个故事怎么可能? Were you successful?
Well, no. I failed. Okay. Some took longer than one month.
If not, why did you fail?
Ah, because, like I said, some of them were longer. I couldn't finish them in one month.
So what can you do to stop the same thing from happening?
Well, I need to change my goal. Instead of 12 stories, I could say a number of words.
Ah.
1,000 a day. That's possible.
That's possible.
Do that. Or time, like 1 hour every day. And I can put a chart on my refrigerator so I can see it. And if I meet my goal, I can put a sticker on it.
There you go.
So I can see it and see how it goes.
Hopefully, you follow my plan and I won't fail.
Okay? So, there we go. I know what I have to do. We're going to have some more advice about keeping New Year's resolutions in part two of our article tomorrow. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
The key to keeping New Year's resolutions.
Many people try to make changes for the new year. Try to answer the questions below. Did you keep your New Year's resolution last year? Question 1. What was your New Year's resolution last year?
I wanted to lose 10 kilograms.
Question 2. Were you successful?
No.
Question 3. If not, why did you fail?
I didn't follow my exercise plan. I ate too many late-night snacks. I set my goal too high.
Question 4. What can you do to stop the same thing from happening?
I will only keep healthy foods in my refrigerator. I will exercise 3 times a week. I will set easier goals. For example, I will only try to lose 1 kilogram each month.
To achieve our New Year's resolutions, we need to have good plans. Follow your plan and make this year your best year ever. Fail. Fail. Liam tried to quit smoking, but he failed. Liam tried to quit smoking, but he failed. Follow. Follow. Follow my advice.And you will succeed. Follow my advice and you will succeed. Happen, happen. What happened to your arm? How did you break it? What happened to your arm? How did you break it?Refrigerator, refrigerator. Mom put some fish and meat in the refrigerator. Mom put some fish and meat in the refrigerator.